I think we're just so new to the podcasting, so all we're doing every time we start, we're comparing ourselves to other.
Yeah, because we don't have any experience with this, so whenever we're trying to figure out what's the right way to go about it, what's the right way to, and honestly, there probably is no right way. It's just whatever we're comfortable with. That way, it's more genuine to the audience.
You replied to my text message at 2 a.m. last night about the cameo.
Yeah. Well, that's what time I woke up this morning. And I was like, I'm so bad about just I'll wake up because I go to sleep at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. If nobody's doing nothing, I'll just go to sleep early. Yeah. And so I'll wake up at 2 a.m. I'll just check my phone, text back whatever messages I see, and then
You ain't go to the gym like you said you might?
Didn't go to the gym. I went to the gym the day before yesterday, and I was like, yo, I'm back on that grind. I'm back on it, and then boom.
Yeah, flex your muscles real quick.
I'm kind of huge, kind of gigantic.
But I texted Trevor at like 2 a.m. last night before I went to bed. That's why I'm so tired right now. I forgot I had to sing at church.
Yeah.
So I'm very tired. Probably going to yawn a lot in this episode, but that's just something y'all have to deal with. But I do something called Cameo where people will pay me for like a personalized video. And I saw somebody requested like a 24 with a request for me to do a video within 24 hours. They said, my husband he sold a commercial property. He's got 300,000 in the bank. And she said, just make a video telling him, something silly we should spend our money on. I said, pay for my bathroom. Get my bathroom remodeled. Pay for that thing, man.
You was probably joking around, but at the same time, dead serious. Oh, no.
I was doing like this. I'd be like, this would be crazy if y'all paid for my bathroom. Be crazy. But, I'm just joking.
But at the same time, not joking at all. Yeah. Dead serious. Did they seem like, so whenever you get a cameo in, dude, do they send you a video with a request like, hey, this is what I want? Or do they just send you a message, a voice message, a text? How does it go?
They can send a video, but oftentimes they don't. I'm probably not going to read the video, listen to the video because I'm just lazy. But most of the time it's just some text instruction. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get some extra requests. They'll be like, hey, can you make this whole skit of you putting on makeup? I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Maybe a little extra. You know, if you want to throw a little extra on top of the cameo, if you want to tip a little more, then you might do that or something.
It depends. If the price is right, I'll do pretty much about anything.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I mean, who wouldn't? I'd step in the ring with Mike Tyson right now if the price is right. $1 million, dude. How much, what's the maximum, no, what's the minimum you would take to get punched in the face by Mike Tyson with the 12-ounce boxing glove?
Minimum?
Yeah.
A couple thousand.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I would say if Mike Tyson, dude, I would say $250,000.
$250,000?
Dude, I'd be so scared. I mean, I know he's like 700 years old, but I feel like he would knock my to the dirt.
Well, no, he would. But I mean, if somebody says, hey, Mike Tyson's here, $5,000 cash. You just gotta let him punch you in the face,
and he has boxing glove on.
$5,000 is kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't mind $5,000. So I think.
I feel like for $5,000, I would let Mike Tyson. I'd put on one of those little belly suits, and I'd let Mike Tyson a nice hook to the body. But dude, to the face, I just feel like he'd break all my teeth. I'd spend that $5,000 on a doctor bill.
I don't think he'd break your teeth. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But I think the real question is. I think you need to rewrite that question and say box him for like 2 minutes or something.
1 second, I'm rewriting it right now. Where's a piece of pen and a paper?
He's got nothing in his hands.
So you're okay.
How much to like spar him, but he's serious in the spar for like, let's say 2 minutes.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Anybody, and I mean anybody, if I'm sparring anybody for
quit.
No, I'm saying if I'm sparring anybody for 2 minutes, I will get knocked out by whoever just for the simple fact that I can't make it 2 minutes of cardio like that.
Yeah.
Dude, I would be done by whoever.
Yeah, at church today, our drummer was like, Jordan said something like, y'all two should fight. And he was like, yeah, it'd be a stalemate. We're big guys. And after he left, I said, I think I got it. But I think that too. Like I told Jordan, I said, I feel like I'm real confident.
Yeah.
But I think if the reality of the situation happened, if I'm fighting somebody, I might sit there and do good. And all of a sudden, I think after me taking two swings, I'm probably going to be feeling my heart beating out my chest because I'm not in shape.
I remember one time I got a little scuffle, got in a fight in high school, and beat this dude. It wasn't even close. All right,
Who
was
this?
It was in Natchitoches. Okay. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, he used to be a hood rat.
I was not. Anyways, I beat the dude up. Well, we fought for like 2-3 minutes. I'm done. And this dude just, yeah, only reason you beat him up because you're bigger than him, man. And the dude was the exact same size as me. I was just fat, just super fat growing up. Just, you're bigger than him. That's why you punch harder. And so my brother Zach was just, hey, you come fighting then. You come fight. And I'm sitting here just, Zach, no. Because I barely got punched the entire time. Yeah. But I'm
I can't breathe. I understand what I'm saying. This is a very terrible, nobody should ever say it, but there's been this part of me, it's like, I wish I had just one chance to really fight somebody.
Yeah.
But I feel like I say that when I'm in it, I'm like, oh, I just got punched. That's not fun.
Mm-mm.
But
I mean, Gabe would tell, you know, Gabe, he loves all that fighting and all that kind of stuff. He'll tell you the day he stopped fighting was he was down there in New Orleans working. He was down in New Orleans on the backside of Bourbon Street. They were just like partying, having a good time. Because they work pretty much 14 days on, then they get one fatigue day. So they'll sit there. They was back in Bourbon Street. They were just at a bar, just hanging out. Well, these dudes were starting. They was up to no good. Started making trouble in their neighborhood.
He got one little fight, and his mom got scared.
He said, "You're moving with your aunt." Okay, anyway, but dead serious. Gabe said they, you know, this dude. Gabe said he tried rushing him. Gabe went to go swing at him, and the dude like went to go take him down. So Gabe tried going down with him. Whenever he did, he said the dude went up. And whenever he did, grabbed Gabe's face and dang near gouged his eye out. Gabe said he's never felt a pain like that in his life. Somebody like putting their finger in your eye. He said he's never felt pain like that. He said he will never fight ever again because of that one time.
I still think one of these days, like, to keep in shape, I loved playing basketball.
Heck yeah.
But I can't. The last time I played, like, it just makes my knees swell up. Mm. I think it's because of weight gain.
Well, you said it was either you went up and you felt it, or you came down on it and you felt it. Like the pain in your leg when you were playing basketball. Like you said that was bothering you for a long time, wasn't it?
I think it's been like when I worked at summer camp, I could dunk. Like I went to the LC College here and I could dunk. Mm-hmm. But I'd notice something when I would jump and land, I would get a pain when I'd land.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, jumping, I stopped squatting in the gym, too, because I would get a pain. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it felt like it was behind my kneecap, but I did learn through a doctor that my kneecaps you've got, like, a groove that it sits in, mm-hmm. But mine hangs off.
Oh, dang.
And it's not all the way perfect. Like, this side's over here hanging off. And this one's probably over here. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
But I don't want to run. I can't do that. But I still think eventually, I just think I'm going to have to get depressed or something. And then I think I might try to take up just boxing for cardio.
Yeah.
That way, because I feel like it would be fun. Now, I'm not saying I want to box in a cage. I just feel like Lance asked me at the wedding, he said, would you ever do that celebrity box? And I said, price is right.
Yeah, the price is right. Why not?
But I did get that one celebrity boxing that does like YouTube boxing stuff. They reached out, but
was the Dazn DAZN company or was it somebody else? Triller?
No, it wasn't them. I don't remember. It was like if you look them up, they're like celebrity.
It's one of it's one of those companies but though.
They were like it's for charity. I said no.
Tell me you love charity. You'll donate to charity. You ain't about to get your teeth knocked out for charity. Yeah,
I mean, because if I got invited, I'm not gonna do like some people just wait until they invite and go. I'm gonna go train.
100%.
I'm gonna try to knock the person out.
The way I look at it, like, if you're going to get in the ring, you have to try to take it seriously. That's your health. I mean, it can come down to if you got a weak neck and somebody punch your head cocked sideways the wrong, you could literally do major damage to yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to get in a ring. I just want something that's fun because basketball to me was.
Yeah, you said something to get your cardio up.
Well, I mean, I didn't. It's a workout, but it's like it's a game. Like even if it's a workout, I just enjoy doing it. Yeah. I just want to find something that's enjoyable because if I don't find something cardio related, I think what to lose weight and get in shape, I just have to really tighten down.
Do you think you could get into something like that with like jiu-jitsu and wrestling and all that? You said since like basketball is like a game, you feel like if you got into jiu-jitsu, all the rolling around and the tactical position, that you think you would?
I think I would like it all.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, I like, besides basketball, my favorite other sport to watch is MMA. And I feel like it would just be fun to know. And I mean, plus, you wouldn't be quite afraid of altercations. Not that you should go looking for it, but I mean, you're learning something that could be useful.
I mean, that I think his name's Corey Sandhagen. They just had the Sean O'Malley fights that just now happened not long ago. The Sean O'Malley UFC 299. Chito Vera got beat. Well, Chito Vera started talking crap to Corey Sandhagen on Twitter, and said it's like something about. So keep doing those tutorials on YouTube. Stay on YouTube. You're a YouTuber now. Just keep doing those tutorials on YouTube. And Corey Sandhagen didn't talk crap or nothing. He just retweeted it and said, "Thanks for the promotion. Here, make sure to check out my stuff, Corey Sandhagen." If you want to learn submissions and all that, apparently he puts off like great videos on YouTube.
That'd be like Dustin Poirier's guillotine.
It's funny you say that, because one of those
talk about the Islam tweet.
Yeah, one of those Dagestani people, I think it might have been Islam, says something about I know Dustin doesn't deserve it, but I mean, somebody, I got to fight somebody up here. He said, and he does have a pretty good guillotine.
Speaking of old fighting and punching people, predictions on Pake Jaw and Tyke Meissen.
You see, I was going to ask that whenever we were talking about taking that punch from Mike Tyson earlier, I was going to bring that up. But so if I had money on it, I would put it on Mike Tyson, just for two simple facts. Mike Tyson is Iron Mike Tyson, one of the best boxers. Like, I mean, maybe not be like the prettiest boxer, like as far as like Muhammad Ali and stuff, but as far as boxing in general, he's one of the biggest, most influential. So I'd put money on Mike Tyson for sure. And the second, I think if you go look at the draft, Kings, whatever the yuck they put the stuff on.
But I'm pretty sure
Jake Paul's the winner. Yeah, like Jake Paul's the favorite to win.
I mean, by the time the fight happens, Mike Tyson will be 58 years old.
Yeah.
And Jake is like 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy that he's that young. I still stand by. I think there's going to be something that we don't know. Like, when the fight comes around, I would not be surprised if all of a sudden they both have headgear on. Mm-hmm. Gloves that stick out 12 inches, you know.
Well, they agreed on 12-inch gloves, I'm pretty sure.
12 inches?
That's like a foot. Or 12 ounce. Oh, you idiot. they agreed on 12-ounce gloves, though, from what I heard. But I don't know about the headgear.
What's the normal?
8 ounce. Eight ounce for like Floyd Mayweather fights 8 ounce. And then whenever he fought Logan Paul, I'm pretty sure they went up a glove size. I don't know if they did 12, but I think they did 10-ounce gloves.
I know, like, there's a big age difference, and Mike is, I don't want to say washed up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the sparring videos of him. He's still a savage, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something to me just don't seem right. I feel like it's not going to be. I keep saying it, and I hope if this clip gets heard, I won't be surprised if it's a draw. They're going to do something. It's a draw. Okay.
Okay, so here's the reason why I don't think that's going to happen. Since the Logan Paul KSI, remember they fought, they had a draw. And that was like, dude, people talked about that for months. That might be something I might actually get a draw then, because it might be just one of the biggest controversial things in recent boxing history. Speaking of boxing history controversial, though, the Ryan Garcia, we talked about him last time. He's going crazy again. He's been posting on Twitter the past 2 days, was saying, "We need to lower the age that somebody become a president. I need to run. I know stuff that stuff needs to be public. I need to bring all this to light. Make me president." Like, just, he's trying to become president. I'm like, dude, this guy, he's trying anything and everything.
He's on his Amanda Bynes type shit.
What happened to Amanda Bynes?
I don't know. I think she went crazy.
She went crazy. Britney Spears type spiel.
Yeah. I don't get what happens. I think after he lost, he just kind of started.
Man.
Yeah,
it's bad. But before we get off of the Jake Paul Mike Tyson thing, I saw Mike Tyson. He posted on YouTube. It was like day one, day two, day three. I just watched the video this morning.
So day four?
I didn't see the day four.
But he looked better. I know we talked about one clip. He was breathing real hard. Yeah. But day four, he wasn't breathing like that. He was sweating.
Yeah, I just watched the day three one today, and he was, that's it, And then like he looked at the camera at the end. He just, day three. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, he's taking this serious.
Do we know the date of that fight again?
You keep talking. I can look it up.
I don't even know what to talk about. I don't know. Dude, I want a real, legit, they're in there to win, and it's not a sparring match. It's not, oh, I want them to give him practice. I want to give him some practice. I don't want that, man. No offense to Mike Tyson. I like the guy.
July 20th.
Okay, so we still got a little ways away. I mean, I just want to know for a fact, if Mike Tyson was in this room, I'd like to say, hey, are you going in there to try to kill this guy?
Yeah.
And him say, well, I might go in there and play around. I don't want that. Kill the guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. I want gladiator stuff. I don't want circus shows.
I saw where, as far as like, I haven't seen the video myself. I looked it up today on stream. I was trying to find it. Could not find it anywhere. But somebody told me where Mike Tyson said, for everybody out here, if y'all think that I'm taking this fight not, if y'all think I'm not taking this seriously, you got a twist, you got another thing coming. If you think that I'm going in there to put on a show, just like a performance, you've got it messed up. He said, I'm trying to retire this guy. He said, I'm going in there. He said, I'm going to retire this guy. He said, you know, like it's gone on too far. I haven't seen a video where he said this. I'm just saying this was somebody in my chat was telling me. That he said it in a.
I'm about to look that.
Yeah,
up
look it up because, I mean that's where, and I'll see. Let me see what else.
Tyson wants to retire.
No, and what's about while you're looking that up? What about the possible TikTok ban? What do you think about that stuff going on?
They tried that not too long ago. I know it passed in What is it, the House?
Yeah, the House of Representatives got to go on to Congress or the Senate or something like that, yeah.
But I think it's done that before. Mm-hmm. But I know TikTok, when you would log on to TikTok, it would have a call your congressman. And somebody made a point. They said, I feel like all these congressmen got annoyed by that and said, no, we want it gone. We're tired of these phone calls.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is so stupid, and I'm probably going to get very political here.
Yeah.
But somebody made a point in a video I saw. They said, you know, we can sure agree to delete an app that everybody likes to use. It makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Might not be American owned. We sure don't want to stop, like, help veterans, like homeless people.
Yeah.
Sure don't want to stop inflation. 100%. You know, all this other stuff. 100%. And I said, there's more to it, man.
I saw where the, I don't know if he's the creator, but like that
his name Shao or something,
I think. Yeah, Joe. It's the Asian he's dude, like the main CEO representative, like the face of it that does everything. Yeah, like the face that. Of it. He was breaking down what would happen if TikTok would get banned. He was breaking down, dude, it's a ridiculous amount of small businesses that he said that they say that the reason why they are where they are is because of TikTok's, you know,
yeah,
crazy promotion they can
do. A lot of people are where they are now because of.
Dude, I mean, I'll never know if not, but it's a good chance that I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for TikTok back in the day. Would it, you know? I got banned on TikTok for like a month from the live stream because of some stupid stuff I was playing. Random duo was a person, he just said something crazy, and so I got banned off TikTok for like a month. Whenever I came back, I had no reach, so it was just a tough one.
I will say, I think TikTok's algorithm or sensitivity's changed a little bit.
Has it?
I guess so. But the whole bill is just it's like a bully theft. It's like, hey, we're going to say that the problem is data, which I think they've said countless amount of times American data is stored on American soil, which I don't know. It's like they're saying, but what if China says, give us that?
Yeah. And
they're like, well, that's not, we're not,
it's not going to happen. Yeah.
But there's more to it. It has to be.
There's just no way that, I mean, if you look at the majority of how good it is for the main person, how much time a person spends on it, whether it may be bad time spent watching it, you know what I mean? You're just sitting there scrolling for hours, you waste time. Yeah. But at least you have something to do. You know, so it keeps people out of trouble. It makes it where instead of people doing something, going out in the, like in the streets, doing something bad, doing something illegal, they'll sit there, they'll try to get famous on TikTok. They'll try to like do seven trends in a row. Instead of spending an hour doing whatever, they'll spend an hour just like replicating videos. I think it has a lot of good for the youth, a lot of bad for the youth, I guess. But at the same time, if I had a choice between, and I have Twitter, so I ain't dogging Twitter, but if I had a choice between having my kid watch a TikTok or a random TikTok video or a random Twitter video, I would take a random TikTok video all day of the day.
Twitter
dude.
That's a demonic place.
Oh, man, it is.
But with TikTok, though, it's like they're trying to basically bully ByteDance, the company, to give America the
access
app.
To everything.
Because it says, well, you'll have 5 months to sell your app to an American business. It's just messed up.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like you just said. You said it perfectly, bullying. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy that nobody cares. I think people care, but it's like the people in charge of us are just bullies.
Yeah.
You know, we got so much more we could be fixing, but y'all are worried about this app. But I know the House is not, I think they announced like, yeah, we're going to get to that, but that's not at the top of our list. I think it'll be months.
Yeah, so basically what we're going through right now, like everything that's popping up, they're talking about it. Yeah, but we won't know the conclusion of it until, like you said, months from now.
Yeah, but I know like I think the last time, I think it got to the Senate before, and I think it just got thrown out. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember getting brought up because you told me about this before. I remember you talking about it, but I just didn't know how. I mean, obviously it's not banned. You know, I can use it on my phone, so it didn't get banned before. But yeah, as far as TikTok stuff goes, I just started remaking videos for my stuff. And then whenever I went to go post a video one day, and I used a sound on the TikTok platform, whenever I went to go post it, the sound automatically got removed from my video. So I'm so confused with how TikTok works nowadays anyways. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is. I think it's called like Universal though, but for some reason, I think they took all the rights for their music. Yeah. All popular music is like taken off of TikTok. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Probably because they made some other deal or they're not getting paid or something. I don't know how it works.
Gotcha. So what'd you end up doing today? Just church stuff?
Church, dude. I'm so tired.
Okay. I don't know if you want to talk about this. If you don't want to. So you told me about two ladies at your church.
Oh, I was going to go into that, yeah.
Okay, you down to talk about that,
though? I didn't
remember
telling you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I didn't know. Like I said, I didn't want to bring it up in case. Yeah.
I'll just keep it short. I ain't going to say names or nothing. But I posted a video of me showing, like, what kids are at, like, church school, which...
Yeah, just like you always do, kid videos and stuff like that, yeah.
But, I mean, like, most people think there can't be... Like, I know not everybody's Christian. Mm-hmm. I get that, but... I think a common misconception is there can't be jokes about church stuff, which it's completely false, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get all preachy, but I just made a video, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go see the new King Kong movie after church. You shouldn't call him king because there's one king, and that's Jesus.
Yeah.
Just making a joke, you know, that you can have comedy in church.
And that's blasphemous.
Yeah, yeah, and I got some people from church shared the video. They thought it was funny. They shared it to, like, their personal Facebook and, like, two old ladies that I see all the time at church were like, this is who's singing at our church, representing us at church. And I'm just like, I think it put me in a bad mood. I just said, man, I just can't stop from people, you know, watch me like a hawk, judging everything I do.
Every single action, every single scene that you make, every step. Yeah.
It's like, I'm just trying to live my life, have a good time. And I just get people dogging on me. It's, you know, what's funny?
What?
Those old ladies are like the kids in my video. Like,
are they?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah, they're like, how dare you make a joke like that?
Yeah, so, like, whenever you hit the joke, just go see King Kong, and then the kid that was like, don't you call him King. Like, that's her right there. Are these two ladies, like, are they usually nice to you?
I mean, or like, one of them, I could always get a hint. She just didn't care for me. I'd say hi, and she would just...
No.
and one of them I thought was nice. I think I was friends with her on Facebook, and I removed her after that. But I mean, I don't know, man. I just
The way I look at it, if you was going out of your way to, like you said, not everybody's Christian, not everybody's religious and stuff like that. If you was going out of your way to make fun of a religion, make fun of a group of people, then I could see where they could be. But for you, you're literally just making it. You can make a joke about like religion and stuff like that. Yeah, you can make a joke. And it just not be a big deal, but I mean,
well, and also like in Christianity, the big go to is to want to get people to have an interest in church. But if you're being that strict and there's no fun at all in church, it's just how are you gonna get people in there if everything they do is just a dang crime?
Yeah, everything is wrong. Just you're wrong. You're wrong. This step, nope.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are things wrong that we should avoid.
100%.
But it what Jordan preached today is. Don't worry about the speck in somebody else's eye until you acknowledge the plank in your own. Like, everybody's bad. Everybody's bad.
100%.
Everybody got problems. Just
the don't throw stones in a glass house type deal,
But other than that, I went to church. We ate a lot of unhealthy food, and I came here.
Oh, y'all had, like went to Fellowship Hall, and y'all had...
They did, like, a St. Patrick's Day
thing. What do they have for St. Patrick? What is somebody... Okay, what do they cook at St. Patrick's? I mean, obviously, you got your regular church meals, your little casseroles and stuff like that, but what was... Was there anything, did they bring like a meat pie, like a something, was that Irish? Irish? Is that St.
Meat
Patrick's Day?
Meat pies are Irish?
Like,
I feel like a shepherd's pie
or like
something.
Mince meat pie, all that kind of stuff. I feel like that's
no,
like
No, we
Irish
had people
stuff.
Bring fried chicken and somebody brought a bunch of dollar cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Really? Oh, dude, I would have tore that
up.
Well,
I got two and they had like three pieces of onion and like did nothing. They were dry.
Yeah, I still tore that up.
I got two. I just wish they had more ketchup. The only thing Irish, like, I think we had was some like Irish cookies or something.
Yeah. Was anybody up doing a jig? Somebody doing a little dance?
No, all
little,
them old people like would break their ankles if they jumped more than.
You'd be happy if one of those two old ladies would have broke their ankles, huh?
I'd be happy. You know, I saw this morning a lot of cities. I know when we went to Georgia. For Lance's wedding. Apparently in Savannah, Georgia, it's like big for Irish or St. Patrick's parades.
Really?
Like I've been seeing all these like things where they're like dyeing the lakes green.
Mm-hmm. They're doing that in Boston. Where like with the Boston Celtics and all that. Yeah, they're dyeing the lakes green. Yeah.
But I wonder if like does that screw the fish up?
So I was thinking that same thing, but you want to know what it was that made me think otherwise was your bachelor party actually. Whenever we went to the bachelor party and every pond, every lake, everything was dyed like blue or greenish, whatever that color was. Everything was dyed that color. And then we'd look and there was just fish. You could see the fish swimming. So I was like, obviously they probably got to get used to it. Maybe and get acclimated. But I mean, other than that, I feel like, it's pretty solid.
But speaking of Savannah, Georgia, when I went to Lance's wedding, did I tell you what happened?
So you told me you met somebody about like a catering, you met like a caterer or something like that. I don't know the story.
I was in his wedding, but the caterer was an ex WWE wrestler. Like,
What was her name?
Limitless Macy.
Limitless Macy. I'm not a big wrestler.
I'm not either.
Yeah, so I don't.
But I just was. I was flattered though because she knew me and she wanted a picture with me.
Okay, so WWE. Well, I don't know. They got like WWF, WWE.
No, she's
Raw,
she's
all that kind of stuff. So I don't know which one it is.
Followers on Instagram. So no, she was big in there.
Yeah, she was actually a big deal.
Yeah.
So like she just. What was she doing? Flipping burgers, and then she saw you. She's like, "Do you want cheese on your bun?
No.
You want some cheese? You want some butter on these buns?"
I don't know. She didn't really. She catered like the dessert stuff. She did like waffle pops. Like it was like a waffle on a stick with like a bar. It was really good. Yeah, really good.
So she. How'd y'all? Was she in the wedding? Like, was she like the wife's friend?
No.
Like,
well, I think the wife met her at her restaurant.
Yeah.
And just said, "Hey, have you ever had an interest in catering?"
So it wasn't like she hired this woman to come.
I guess.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. I just didn't know if Lance knows you, celebrity you, and then she just. I was like, dang, just who else knows somebody? So let me think. What else? Oh, I had something. I'm gonna look in the comments, try to find a question for somebody from last time. Okay. But I'm gonna ask you something, and I want you to give the best answer because I know you're serious about this. If there was the best of the best, you can't get any more muscly, any more strong, the best of the best bear versus the best of the best gorilla, which one do you think? I mean the top tier prime. Yeah, what would you say?
I'm about to hurt some people's feelings. We talk about this stupid. this stupid question so many times, gorilla versus bear. Now, I promise you, you average Joes.
Okay. You casuals,
you casuals that have a pit bull at your house, and that's it, and you've watched King Kong before. A bear is winning 11 times out of 10.
You think a bear would... Okay, you say 11 times out of 10. So you're saying there wouldn't be a single time that a gorilla could... not a single time?
I'll put it like this. Hell, no. You said top tier, okay? So a gorilla, cool, he's got thumbs. Yeah. You don't have a brain like a human. He's not going to think, let me choke.
Yeah, he's not going to double leg, take the back, all that, yeah.
A gorilla might... I think it's rare for a gorilla to reach 6 foot tall.
Okay.
And rare. I think I'm probably going to stand
even
taller.
Even like a silverback?
I want to say, I could maybe look it up. They're not like taller than
me. Well, we're saying the prime best of the best gorilla. So we're going to say,
let's see.
We're going to say 6 foot five. We're going to say this is a 6 foot five
gorilla.
Ain't
no 6 foot five gorilla.
Ain't no 6 foot five gorilla. What about Harambe? Harambe wasn't 6 foot five?
He's dead.
Why was he so special?
Because he's dead.
Oh, okay. I look, there's no question from the last podcast. If any of y'all want to be...
Well, no, maybe I'm wrong. It said the tallest recorded ever gorilla was 6 foot five.
See, here's the thing. I knew that. I was just testing you.
You cheated.
I literally knew that. I grew up in a trivia family.
That is... Oh, no, you didn't. Y'all fried fish.
That was good fish, though. Yeah, it was. It made us smart. The mercury in the water.
Dude, it's going to have to be extremely gifted, like a guy that reaches 6 foot nine, you know. But even so, a 6 foot five gorilla versus a bear that could maybe be 7 to 8 feet tall, it's not winning.
I've said multiple times, like, I don't know about a regular bear, but a polar bear, like, polar bears are supposed to be some of the most, like, grisly, vicious, monstrous on the earth. Like, because apparently they're so far and few in between whenever they find, like, their next meal. They just, whenever they see something, they just destroy it.
There was some story I heard where there were some guys, like, trapped on, like, an iceberg or something, and a polar bear kept peeking at them, coming towards them.
Oh, man, I heard about that.
Keeps coming towards them, and eventually, like, I think they're so weak that one of the guys has to watch as a polar bear, like, drags his friend off. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I heard like that. It was like the polar bear came up on their ice cap, grabbed one, pulled him off into the water, like, swam to another ice cap, pulled him up there.
And
like,
had to watch him eat
Made them watch. Mm. Like, if you're in that position, obviously the other person, he's just done for. But if you're in that position, you can't get off the ice cap because then you die to hypothermia. You go in the water, you're done from that way. What do you do from there?
Sit there and wait to die.
Just hope that it doesn't come to you. Hopefully it gets full.
I mean, unless you know help's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that polar bear might sit there and eat on the body for a while. Might get full. Yeah. I don't know. But what else are you going to do?
Do we know if polar bears, if they kill for fun? They might not even kill just for food. They might do it for fun. But
no,
I mean,
I think out there food's probably pretty scarce, I would imagine. Yeah. I don't think any animal really kills for fun besides like a cat.
Yeah.
Maybe territorial, but I mean, I think if a polar bear is hungry enough out there, it's going to see you and think food.
100%.
But you were talking about the gorilla stuff.
Yeah.
Bears winning every time. I even think a black bear might win, and they're supposed to be smaller. Bears got claws.
So you don't think, okay, so the best gorilla in the world, you don't think it's strong enough to just like if the bear goes to wrap it up, you don't think the gorilla's strong enough to squeeze
Why do you think a gorilla's stronger than a bear?
I mean, just because they got muscles.
So do bears.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at a bear and they look fat.
Well, it's thick hide. They've got...
Yeah, well, yeah, it's so thing. Thick they that it can't even be cut.
They have like basic built-in armor.
Yeah,
hide.
Yeah.
Gorillas got muscles. They don't have hide like a bear. It's just not... They got the claws. As soon as a gorilla grabs him, the bear's going to grab two with claws.
With claws, yeah.
And bite him. I've
That's
seen
why I imagine, even if a bear, like you said, if they had the mental capacity to... take a gorilla, if they had the mental capacity to take a bear down, take its back, try to choke it out. I feel like if the bear just slaps with them claws, bam, if it catches that gorilla, like it's going to feel that.
Well, you're
going to let go.
I mean, like the gorilla, the bear has a longer muzzle. It's got longer reach, I guess. It's got the long muzzle, the strong bite, claws, and the gorilla has to get really close to this thing while getting shred up. It's not.
And I would feel like, I mean, even if say if the gorilla goes to run away, they can't even really climb in trees because bears can climb trees just as good. I mean, a gorilla can probably swing. Well, that's not really because they're so they weigh so much. I figure like a monkey can pull like a Tarzan swing tree to tree, but not really a gorilla unless it's
gorillas
a healthy tree.
Gorillas are I want to say ground nesters.
That's what I feel like. You know? Yeah. I feel like, are pandas ground nesters? I keep seeing videos of pandas. Bears. I know, but I'm saying, like, are pandas ground nesters? Because I just keep seeing videos of them just falling out of trees, like bamboos and stuff like that.
I think pandas are stupid.
Yeah, they're clumsy as can be.
I mean, a gorilla might beat a panda.
Yeah, okay, so if we're talking, you think a black bear, grizzly bear, polar bear beats a gorilla. Do you think a panda bear, you don't think? Because I feel like they just eat bamboo all day, just chilling.
I mean, they still have teeth and stuff.
But are they... Obviously, it's a bear, so I wouldn't want to pet panda bear.
No, a panda bear is still going to be bigger than I think.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would. Would it still be like aggressive?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Every single panda video I see, they're just rolling.
Yeah,
like, just rolling.
I don't think they eat meat, but I've seen videos of like pandas, like being aggressive in a zoo. But zoo animals are always different. Have you seen the video? And somebody might, I think Lance might have tried to use this to say gorillas could beat bears.
Okay.
Was a guy, a crazy guy, got into a bear enclosure and the bear chased him, but the man jumped into the ditch that's supposed to keep the bear away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just water in there. The bear gets in the water. You know what the guy does?
What?
Gets on the bear's back. It is like trying to drown the bear.
Really?
And the bear's just struggling. I mean, like, that's not good. I mean,
he was survival instinct. He's trying to do what he can.
But
to
I mean, he shouldn't have been in the cage in the first place. Yeah. But I was really shocked.
So Lance was like, if a gorilla just rode it like a horse, then it could, easy peasy.
I mean, if the bear was in the water, I don't think great apes can swim. You know, if a chimpanzee gets in the water, it's going to drown.
Well, they don't float. Something.
Their buoyancy is different, and they don't know how to swim. I think they'll sit there and do like this. That's why at zoos, they've got islands of like chimpanzees, I think, sometimes, because they can't swim.
That makes sense for the simple fact that, I mean, not makes sense, but like whenever you look at an orangutan, you look at an orangutan, it just, its body is just so wide, like a sumo wrestler, but like its arms are like skinny. So they ain't flapping. Unless they float, I imagine they're just going to sink like an anchor. Yeah.
No, I think they just kind of, if they float, I think they float awkwardly.
Yeah.
But I think you had something else I cut you off about polar bears or something.
Polar bears, honestly, ain't no telling.
You eat like a polar bear's like liver, it'd kill you or something.
Really?
Because I think it has so much iodine or something because of their diet being like seals and stuff.
I saw on Twitter the other day, this one kid, he died because he was just hanging out with his friends. So they're all just playing outside. And there was like a snail just on the ground. And, you know, he thought it was a snail. Just, you know, you can eat snail, escargot, all that kind of stuff. His friend was like, I dare to eat that. He was like, okay. Apparently he ate it, but it wasn't a snail. It was like a slug. It was like something to do, I don't know, it was like poisonous to his body, and he ended up liver failure or something like that. Yeah, and that always made me think, because whenever I was young, dude, I would get, there was like these little four-leaf clovers in the woods, like little bit of four-leaf clovers on the bottom of it that were purple, and you could bite them, you could chew on them, and it's sour. So I would just chew, and spit it out every single time. And that made me think, I was like, dude, what if one of those poisonous slugs would just slithered over to one of those?
No, you can buy them at pet stores. We have them in Louisiana because they're invasive from people releasing them.
Yeah.
But they're called apple snails. They're big snails, but they're invasive. You can eat them, but he said, I watched this video of this agriculture guy saying, you have to cook those very thoroughly because you could risk getting some parasite.
That's what it was. I'm pretty sure you got parasite.
I mean, it's like, to me, a snail and slug's like a roach.
Yeah.
You know, like, those are animals that you find under like deadfall.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, that's why if you look at, I mean, they're obviously not snails, but I've seen like a bunch of videos of like dudes just like breaking open big rocks, like just the videos that men will like, and just have people just throwing stuff, smash, like just stuff like that. And there was like a video of this dude that were just breaking rocks, and you'd find those little ammonite looking, and it just looks like snails, and it's just, or like curled up centipedes, look like a snail shell, like Gary from SpongeBob. And
you know what an ammonite is?
Nuh-uh.
I think they're like almost like a squid. They're like,
really?
It's not like an actual snail. It's like a squid that had a shell.
Okay.
I don't know if we still have any species of them alive, but it's like an ancient.
So it's probably literally what Gary is then.
Well, Gary's a snail.
Well, I mean, they might say that, but he bombed, I guess. So, yeah.
These are like squids.
But does it? I have to see it. Is it kind of?
I'll show you a picture.
Is it kind of like shrimp looking? I'd imagine it'd be like kind of shrimp like.
Just imagine, you know what a squid looks like, right?
Yeah, of course.
Just imagine instead of like the pointy thing, just a shell.
A shell?
Well, yeah, ammonite.
Because I've always wondered, I was like, dude, how those ammonites has been in rocks.
Yeah, this is it.
How long were they washed up? Oh, dang. I've never seen that before.
I don't think they're alive anymore.
How long ago was that for them to get be in? How did they get encased in rocks?
I think just after time of like when they die, their shell would kind of get stuck in like the silt on the bottom, and eventually it turns into like some form of clay and rock. But I think those ammonites are supposedly like, you know, they'd say millions of years old and stuff. Yeah. I mean, just over time, I guess they just, I don't know, the shell turns into like a fossil.
So what do you think was here? Like, what do you think was here longer ago? You think like dinosaurs or those ammonites? Those ammonites are like old
everything
dinosaurs?
In the sea. Everything in the sea. If you go at it,
oh,
like
anything in the sea? You said.
I'm Christian. I'll be honest. I don't know all the answers to anything.
Yeah, nobody does.
Evolution. Like, if you go that way, life started in the ocean. Is what scientists say. Which, I mean, it makes sense from their point of view.
Yeah.
We do have one alive animal that's like that. It's called a nautilus.
I've seen those. Yeah.
I'll show you what.
I'm thinking about axolotl. That's what I'm thinking.
That's like a salamander. Yeah. Look at it's the one on the left is.
And that's still alive to this day?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Really? Are they? They're not a common species. Like,
I don't guess so. It took me a while to know if they were alive. Or
yeah,
not,
yeah,
so.
True. I mean, I literally just discovered them today, and I'm 29. Yeah.
I love fossil stuff.
I've honestly been more of a fan of that stuff nowadays. Whenever growing up, I never had any fascination with like dinosaurs and stuff. You always loved dinosaurs and stuff growing up, Hunter with the Star Wars, and so I never really was super into it. But like nowadays, I think that stuff's wicked. Like history.
I don't care about history. I say I don't, but like we went to the Alamo last year, and I was just like, we went on a little vacation like this. I hate vacations. I don't care to see this thing. But when I get there, I'm like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I love fossil stuff, dinosaur stuff, because it's like this planet apparently was like an alien planet. It's like there weren't deer running around. I mean, maybe at some point. But if you go back to like dinosaur age, it was like a whole different planet.
Yeah, it was different species, yeah.
I've always said, like, if I could have a genie wish, I would say I can time travel.
Yeah.
So I because I hate knowing that if I die, I'm never going to get to see a living dinosaur. That's not fair.
That'd be cool. Like time travel would be sick. Would you rather time travel, or would you like to know, like, the knowledge of everything? Would you like just having the knowledge? Would you like to be actually just there and seeing it?
I think I don't care about the knowledge. I think time travel, but I feel like if I could time travel, I would be so depressed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You figure it all out.
Well, all I would do, because I'm the type that when I see these videos from like, you know, you're never going to be able to go back to the 90s, and it's got that sad music and like the old carpets and stuff, I would just sit there and constantly time travel to back home,
really?
back when we were kids, and I think heck I would just be so depressed.
Oh, that's sad, man. Yeah. That makes me sad.
Oh, yeah. No.
But that's just honest thinking. You know what I mean? You'd like to go back. What would you do? Would you go back and like try to steer yourself in a different direction, or would you like to peep in Tom and like look through the window?
Am I going back as my current
self? No, you're going in with your body. Like you're going back.
But there's still a me version in that time.
Yeah, of course. Little Lay is still there playing with toys.
I'd probably go back and...
Like, if you go back there to your house, your mom's going to see you peeing through the window. She'd be like, who are you? I'm calling the cops. Like, she'd call the cops on you immediately.
She just sees me. Oh, you're handsome.
No, I'm leaving.
I don't know. There'd be a part of me that, like, I know. I wonder if, like, they'd say, look, if you tell, like, you can time travel, but if you tell your parents or anybody you know who you are, like, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There'd be that part of me that I feel like I'd be watching from a distance and just always crying, just like, that's my bar, that's my house, that's my old dog. Just my dogs don't recognize me and bite me.
Oh, man, dude. But what if you went back there and Duke, like Duke's there. Yeah, what if Duke smells you and does recognize you? Then what would that do for you? Like, would that be cool?
Yeah.
Because, man, I feel like Duke knew me his whole life, and he hated me
regardless. I can't imagine what the feelings I would get if I drove down, and this isn't racist. The road I lived on was called the Coon Trail Road, raccooned.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine driving down the Coon Trail and just looking and seeing our old porch, the old vehicles. I'm about to cry now. Shoot, yeah. Let me stop real quick.
I'm telling you, man, it'll choke you up whenever. Because, yeah. I mean, dude, I can't. I'm not, because you can, I don't know, I haven't been there in a while, but, like, can you drive down Coon Trail and see all the stuff that was there before? Like, can you go by there and see the old piece of land that your house was on? Can you go by?
No one lives there now.
Okay, but, like, you can see all that.
Yeah.
Dude, growing up where I grew up at, you know where I grew up at. Growing up there, if you go down there, everything that used to be a wooded area, it's not anymore. Mm. Like, it's literally... it's all open plains, like it's all clear trails. All the four-wheeler trails me and Zach grew up making, all the little boat landing with the swings through, like the little tire swing. My grandpa had an old tree in his yard. He had two trees right beside each other, and he got a knife and he cut out divots in both trees. He got a pole. He put that pole in that tree for my Uncle Greg, because my Uncle Greg was fat as a kid and wanted to lose weight. So my grandpa fixed that up for him so my Uncle Greg could do pull-ups all day. Well, ended up, after time, the tree grew over the bar. Yeah. And so the bar was just grew inside of the tree, and you just go pop pull-ups anytime you want. And that tree, both those trees, gone now. And so there was an old tree in my grandma's backyard that me, Haley, Hannah, and Zach used to climb as kids. Gone. It just makes me so sad.
I guess sad still going, because I was thinking about it. I've got a hog on my cameras, a big boy. I had a wooden pole with a feeder on it, cemented in the ground. He broke the whole thing.
But he broke the pole the feeder was on?
Yeah, to get corn, like a big boar hog. You said
you was going to go and like see it.
If I went this morning, I could have shot him.
Really?
I was thinking about going this afternoon. Because I said, if he's there this morning, he might come back this evening.
Is he just like, that's his area now? He just keeps coming back?
Yeah.
Are you refilling your corn?
I know it's not deer season right now. I didn't really hunt that much last year. There's just not a deer I had an interest in trying to kill.
And if I were you, I feel like you're doing it the right way. Like, even if you're not hunting on it, still putting the feed out there. That way they're comfortable with the area. Just keep coming back all year.
I mean, when you get a deer that's older, you want him to be comfortable in the area. If I go out there deer right when the season starts and put out a brand new feeder, he's going to be like, what is that?
Yeah.
But when they're younger, like all animals and kids, they're stupid and gullible. They're like, oh, food, I don't care, I'll go. if your younger bucks are used to it, they'll be.
Yeah, and imagine older. you're a deer, you're just born, and then that's the first thing you see is you're right there. You don't know anything else, so you keep coming to that same spot for 3 years.
The way they always said is like a big mature deer, like a five-year-old deer, that's like your 60-year-old man or something like that. If they see a new feeder, like, I don't know that.
Yeah.
But if it grew up knowing that, it might be fine.
So whenever deer, like, I know they rut stuff up, you know, they get like, they get their antlers and they're like, hit the antlers on the trees and rub. They mark the area. Do they do that to, like, somebody told me to, like, attract mates, like other deer. I feel like they would do that for, like, so they know where they are, huh?
No, that's a territorial thing.
But that's what I mean. Like, so they know where they are. That way they know there's not no other deer around.
I think it's almost
like I didn't make those marks. What the freak?
Well, when they do that, they also have a form of, I think a form of like scent glands up here too, to where. That's what I was told. It might be.
What do you mean, scent glands? Like it puts off their smell.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
That's what I was. I mean, I might be wrong. What I've always heard.
If you got to put pee on the bottom of your shoes and desensitize your clothes and everything, dude. Deer are literally superheroes to me.
Deer have so many scent glands. They've got them in between their toes.
Yeah.
That's like when you get a dog to track a deer.
That's why they can smell it so easily.
Yeah, they've got a ground scent. When they're in rut, when they're trying to breed, they've got these little black spots on the back of their legs that they'll, when they do something called make a scrape, which is they're checking to see the other deer in the area, checking to see what they're like, and are they ready to have sex. So they'll sit there and they'll pee down their legs and put it, that pee will run through their glands and add scent to that, to the ground. So if a deer is ready for breeding, they'll know.
They'll know just from that alone. So I was looking, I saw what you about to say.
I was going to say, I wasn't even trying to go to deer hunting, but I wanted to mention the hog. We were talking about going back in the past.
Yeah.
I went into Pooh's house, my grandma who just passed away.
R.I.P. Mr. Pooh.
And I freaking just sat there and just started tearing up. I said, oh, God.
So her house, who's staying in there now?
Her brother who passed away before her, his son owns it, but he's I think he'll stay there here and there. I don't know what he's using it for. I think he might try to get his kids in this school nearby.
Yeah.
This like gifted school. Yeah. But you mentioned that tree. I was hunting like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was walking in the woods and I see a tree and it's got a carving still in there and it was like Bob loves poo, and that's my grandpa and grandma, and I was just...
It still has that in the tree.
Yeah, I could go find it somewhere. Yeah.
You got to go take a picture of that.
Well, I took a picture of it before. Okay. You know. But I mean...
That stuff right there, that'll break your heart, man. Yeah. Especially, you know, because older couples, you know, nowadays, bro, people don't love like older couples used to love. Like, you know, there was a lot of domestic abuse and stuff growing up, like with the older couples, a bunch of domestic abuse, but like... People don't stay together like they used to because, I mean, my mama and my papa, dude, my grandma, she's 90 years old now, turns 91 in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And she, from what I've heard, ever since high school, like just that's legitimately 60 years of being with one person. I couldn't imagine. There's just no way how I just don't see myself. I don't see how they did it.
Well, I think that was the American dream back then was get a wife, have kids, and work.
So the American dream you think has changed nowadays? You think it's?
I mean, yeah, everybody wants to. I mean, kind of like everybody wants what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's social media influencer is like the top desired job now.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
Ironically, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
But it's like every. I don't know. I think it also. The internet changes perspective for people. I just think live technology, everything's just made people different and life's not so simple anymore. I mean, if there was no technology, you knew nothing about it, it'd be back to, well, we got to make kids.
Yeah.
Gotta work.
Honestly, I think China's going to have to start doing that here soon. From what I heard, like apparently the reproduction rate over there in China, apparently they're, people are dying at like a way more rapid pace than people are being birthed or whatever.
I wonder how many people we have in the U.S.
I'll be honest with you. Every single body I know has six kids. So I think we're doing good over here in the U.S.
Who's got six kids?
I think we're, I mean, I can name some names, but like I said, every person I know, but so it's one of those things where I don't think we're going to be running short anytime soon. But we should be vibing.
In the U.S., there are 330 million people. And in China, there are 1.4 billion.
Well, that's why there's so many.
They have 1.1 billion more people.
That's probably why they're.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, there's only, 7 billion people in the world.
I think there's 8 now.
8 billion people in the world now. And so I think India is still number one. Are they still? India? I think it was India that was.
It might be.
Like, had the most. People living in like a per capita type deal.
1.4
billion.
How do we not have many? Well, we're getting smoked.
Honestly, well, the United States,
they both
Well, the United States, it's like all of our people is on the borders. Like everybody's living on the borders.
Oh, like and then the cities and
yeah,
stuff. Like
yeah. And then everybody like the mid US center of that mother sucker, there's like nobody. It's a field.
A lot of farm
agriculture and livestock. Yeah.
Mountains. And I guess.
Somebody's saying that apparently it's like a new, I don't want to speak on it because I don't know much about it, but they was telling me in my chat about there's a new farmer bill tax thing where farmers can't even afford to make stuff no more. Like it's gotten to the point to where big companies are pretty much, hey, man, this is how much you're going to have to pay tax, blah, this and that. If you can't do it, then we'll just have to, we'll do it ourselves. And so apparently that's, the farmers are getting yucked out of a lot of stuff right now.
Our lives are so short in comparison to how long time has been
100%.
Going on to where, like, I just wonder what the next, let's say, 300 years are going to look like.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean...
And that's not even a lot.
That's what I was about to say. 300 years ago to us, 1776, George Washington, all that kind of stuff, when everything started. I mean, that was 300 years ago. That feels like the beginning of everything humans. That we know.
Humans in general.
Yeah, that feels like the beginning. That was only 300 years ago. So I can imagine 300 more years from now, we'll yeah.
I mean, I wonder with, like, populations in cities, you know, like, poverty, what's going to change, you know, with politics, because politics can be corrupt, you know, what all kind of stuff is going to, I don't know.
I just hope that we're still around for it, man.
That's the time travel thing I was talking about. Yeah. I just don't like knowing that I'll never get to see what happened in the past. Yeah. And I don't like knowing that I might not know what's in the future.
And that, well, that's,
I don't want to miss out. It's like a movie.
One thing I saw on a Joe Rogan, I'm pretty sure it was Joe Rogan podcast. Somebody was like, you want to know how I know that time travel will never be invented? He was like, why? He just, it's no time travelers. It's like,
I thought that too.
Like, we they're not here. Yeah. So,
or it could be like, maybe it is, but there's different dimensions.
Yeah, it's a good possibility, 100%. I mean, if you, those over there, those people drinking that ayahuasca or whatever, they see another dimension. Apparently, they all see the same thing. So, I mean, it's possible.
You believe in aliens?
I think that with the circumstances that we were put under for everything in our universe to be so perfect, I don't see how it couldn't happen somewhere else. Yeah, I believe there's 100% aliens somewhere else.
I always try to, because I know me being Christian, I feel like people are like, you can't believe in aliens if you're Christian. Yeah. I don't know. I just, there's this part of me that does. If you say no, there's, I don't know how many billions of galaxies out there. Like, how is there not a planet that has some form of life? And just being Christian, why would God just not allow another planet out there to have some life on it?
I feel like we will never, I feel like I wholeheartedly believe there's aliens somewhere, like another species, another life form somewhere. I also believe that we will never see them.
So, like, what about UFOs?
I think UFOs can possibly, I think they exist. I think we have UFOs somewhere inside of like Area 51 or wherever it can be. But as far as UFOs go, unless they can move at the speed of light, I just don't believe that they're in our galaxy, in our atmosphere. Because with the telescopes and stuff that we have, because like I said, these telescopes can see, different galaxies, different freaking planets I feel like if they got enough telescopes, enough power to see all that, they would see these people out there, like aliens out there cutting their grass or washing their spaceships or something.
I still don't think that our satellites, though, can pick up, like, I think we can get distant pictures that are amplified of planets, but I don't know if we could see actually on the planet.
I wonder if they're getting, like, I see what you mean. Like, I wonder if they're doing, like, if they're actually, like, seeing stuff visually, or if it's, like, sonar, like echo sort of stuff, like, to where they're, like, putting out a sound or something, and then something's bouncing back, so they know, all right, something's right there. I wonder if that's what they're doing. But there's no sound in space. Yeah. So I don't know what it could be.
I saw something that said, like, satellites send pictures from space, like, pixel at a time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it can take, like, hours to get a pixel. I don't know that. Yeah. I might be completely wrong.
Just stuff you've heard. Yeah. I mean, literally everything that we talk about is just stuff that we've heard.
Yeah, we freestyling, baby.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Do you believe in, like, Bigfoot and stuff?
I mean, dude, honestly, growing up with you, I have no choice but to believe in Bigfoot. I mean,
that's right, baby.
Like I never really heard folklore.
Hashtag Bigfoot Nation.
Hashtag Bigfoot Nation. Gang, buzz.
Same squinch.
I never really, you know, growing up, I never really heard of, like, folklore or, like, mythical legends, beasts, nothing like that, other than, like,
it's a Harry Potter movie.
Well, okay.
Fantastical Beasts.
Yeah. I wasn't even giving them. Fantastical Beasts, but I think that, I would see, like, the Loch Ness Monster on Scooby-Doo or something like that. But as far as, like, I wouldn't have probably wouldn't have known about Bigfoot. Probably wouldn't known about the snowy Bigfoot, abominable snowman, Yeti.
Yeah.
I probably would have never heard about like the Chupacabra if it wasn't for you. Like you were big into folklore and stuff. I'll see how it could possibly exist.
Like the mysteries of the world. Me and you had, you had an encounter with me.
Well, okay, so
real,
you know, growing
life
up,
encounter.
Yeah, growing up, you know, I lived off way off in the woods, and so we would sometimes if we didn't want to play no games, we'd just go run around in the woods, just go mess around, jump on four wheeler or something like that. Well, I remember one day we went off in the woods. We were just, I don't know what we were doing. But you was like, everybody be quiet. Everybody hush. Listen. We got to listen for Bigfoot. I was like, listen for Bigfoot. What are you talking about? You was like, here's the thing about Bigfoot, man. Bigfoot communicates with other big feet. But they communicate. you say they communicate. They'll grab trees and they'll bang trees together. I was like, what? I was like, how strong are these things? But then, dude, it wasn't 30 seconds later. We were just sitting there just walking. We heard boom. Boom, boom. Sounds like what you would think two trees hitting together would sound like.
Well, here's the thing. I remember the whole story. So Bigfoot, I was going to say Bigfoot. Sasquatch are said to communicate, I think, like other apes, which I guess apes, I don't know if apes actually do it. They might, but it's called tree knocking, where you hit wood onto a tree. You like hit it like a baseball bat almost. Yeah. And we did that. And no kidding, we heard that in the woods, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we did. We knocked like to try to like signal one. Yeah, and then we heard one. It wasn't 30 seconds later. We heard it. Doom,
we heard
doom,
it a couple of
doom.
Times.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm not saying it was Sasquatch, but it did that exact same thing. And then I said on these like Bigfoot shows, they'll do like a whooping sound.
Uh huh.
I did that, and I know what I heard a whoop out in the woods.
Heard it
and
right
I said,
back.
I was like, and I remember we said, let's go walk down the trail. And I looked down we were walking. I remember I looked down by the lake and I was like, my kid brain thought I saw something. I didn't see nothing, I'm sure. And I just took off.
I took off running
down the trail. And I think you said, I just remember I was walking. I looked back and you're halfway down the trail running.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about those trails, man, there's so many spiders in those woods. Mm. So like, if you don't go to those trails once a week, there's spiders. Like they the webs are there. And so I'm sitting here, you know, I done been in those woods plenty of times. So I'm constantly watching, looking for spider webs. And so I would see you take off running. I'm fat, super big growing up. I'm like, oh no.
They say you just gotta outrun your fat friend.
And I promise you, you was winning. You was winning what would you do if you turned around, though, and you just, like, you turn around, you see, just run, Trevor, run, and then you turn around again, you just see a Bigfoot grabbing by the neck, what would your...
What you want me to do?
I mean...
What am I going to do?
I'm asking you.
I'm probably going to go try to find your dad or something. I ain't going to try to grab a 7-foot-tall gorilla.
But you ain't going to whoop at it or something, man? You ain't going to, like, whoop, you ain't going to...
It's just,
tree?
I do that, and it goes, oh, my God.
Yes.
I like the way you said that.
You know what I'm saying?
Seduce the Bigfoot.
You and the Sasquatch. Y'all can start. What if it was a lady Sasquatch, Bigfoot? Hey. And then y'all start, you know what I'm saying? It's no longer an endangered species.
You know me.
And then I live. So I'm happy with it.
What happens to me?
Like I said, you reinstate the endangered species and y'all, flourish.
I got to make whoopee with the monkey?
I mean, that's not what Bigfoot is. It's just a hairy woman.
I wonder if Bigfoot are real, but it's just Neanderthals.
I mean,
think that's crazy that there was another species of human roaming around before?
Yeah, I mean,
with humans,
it's they still exist.
We have their DNA in us. Did we already talk about this?
No, I don't think not on podcast we haven't.
No.
But I'm pretty sure they still exist. I was watching a Bad Friends podcast, and.
You can't call Bobby that.
What's her name? Rudy Jules. It's like his niece or whatever. She's on the show a lot. And she said out there in the Philippines, they have like Neanderthals. They have people with like almost webbed feet and stuff like that. Like they have like different species of humans.
Let me see.
But I'm telling you, there's a it's like a tribe of people that basically live on top of the water.
And are they ducks?
Well, they don't like float on the water. Like their homes are like on water, and they're constantly in the water. And so like their feet are like curved, like from like being like hanging on trees and stuff like that. And like
person hanging on trees upside down. Like,
but no, I mean like one duck to like the feet like deformed into where they look like they got webbed feet and stuff like that.
I've heard of that. I've seen it. I don't think it's not Neanderthals, but.
No, but I mean, like I'm saying, like that's a different, like a species of human, like
it's. I think they're still human, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but they're just real primitive. That their body's adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
They live in like a jungle. I think I know what it is, but since they like travel on like in the jungle forest, I think their feet have adapted weird.
Yeah.
That is weird to know that your body can. Change to
100%. I mean,
my body ain't changing in a good way. So.
I mean, my finger right here, this crooked finger, that's strictly because of whenever I broke my finger, in football, whenever they set it in the cast, he set it wrong, and so now my finger is literally permanently crooked because of the way that they set it, and so I feel like that's how like those people are. Their feet are constantly in a certain position or something, and so like it just forms to it.
Watch it not even be that impressive. Like they're not adapting; they just keep breaking their toes.
And their bones just forming wrong. I mean, that's like there's a culture of people. I don't know what culture it is. I don't want to offend nobody, but like they put like rings around their neck and like it stretches their necks out. Yeah. The ladies.
That's so stupid.
And so like I feel like the body can adapt. So whatever you put the body under, it can adapt onto a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's like gauging your ears almost.
So what do you think about Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz? They're supposed to be boxing.
That's stupid.
It's not MMA. They're going to be boxing. What do you think about that?
Nate's not a good boxer. Mm. Jorge, I think's decent. I don't know how he is as a boxer.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jorge's going to win a boxing match.
What's crazy is like Nate Diaz, Nate and Nick were like considered the champs, like the best of the best when it came to boxing in the UFC. And then whenever Nate boxed in boxing, he was like doing like these backward punches.
Who told
and, like,
you they were the good ones?
And like hold no, the entire UFC, they were the bad boys of UFC. Like they
and
were
Ronda Rousey was a super great fighter too. She did put the women's UFC on the map though.
And I hate her for it. Dude, hey man, those cards are boring. I'm joking.
You don't see many knockouts in it though.
I mean there's one of my favorite women's fighters, Joanna.
Jordan.
She's a freaking monster.
Yeah, she just got put in the Hall of Fame.
Anytime that she fights, I love watching her fight.
And I think she's before she retired, she was getting whooped on, huh?
Yeah, she was getting. Yeah.
But that happened.
But I mean, it happened. But as far as like the stuff she was getting beat by, I wasn't more impressed by like
that meme of her where she got pieced up looking like Megamind.
Oh man,
out like this.
That's like they used to have one of Holly Holmes like that. Yeah. They had one of her face swallowed up. Her top lip was like humongous. She looked like a chipmunk. It was hilarious.
Did you see that picture of Alistair Overeem's lip when it got ripped off?
No, I didn't see it.
I don't know who punched him in the mouth, but they like his lip was like hanging.
If I had to guess, probably whenever he fought Brock Lesnar.
No, he killed Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
No, this was like, I want to say, what was his name? I had his name on my Rosenstrike or somebody.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think he did it.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just thinking just who's the hardest puncher that he's ever fought? Brock Lesnar. That dude, that Tonka truck he's got in that right hand. Jesus.
I wish they would let them both get on steroids and fight.
I mean, Joe Rogan said that back in the prime of MMA, whenever nobody was being tested, like nobody was being tested for PEDs or whatever, he said that was just the killers. He said they were coming through, just throwing them bangers, man. Now that was whenever Alistair Overeem stopped doing so great. Whenever they started testing,
when he couldn't take steroids no more. I just remember when he lost to Stipe, he was like, "I clearly felt a tap." No tap. And Joe Rogan's like, "I don't see a tap."
Yeah, didn't see what. And And we're not even talking crap because Lay's literally favorite fighter is Alistair Overeem. Or well, it used to be. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite fighter anymore.
Okay, but you okay for it not to be Alistair Overeem? Who would you, like, is there something he did for it not to be? Or
lost.
Like,
oh, just kept losing. Kept getting knocked out. When he fought, like, Brock Lesnar, I said, this is a scary man.
Yeah.
And then he kept doing it and he'd get knocked out and then knocked out. And
I mean, it was fun while I let, my favorite time in MMA was probably like whenever GSP was at the top. He would have like Carlos Condit was one of my favorite all time fighters of all time, and Carlos Condit, his little hook kicks and everything. Ugh. He was like back whenever everybody was coming in just brawling.
Yeah.
He was like the first person that seen it wasn't karate style, but like it was like a technical fighting. Oh, dude, I loved watching Carlos Condit fight, dude. That was
I think that's like when I was getting into it. And I still definitely didn't know all their names, but I think I got in during the Anderson Silva GSP era.
That's a great era to get in. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I got a hog to kill.
Yeah, you got a hog to kill, and I got some food to eat. I guess. I don't know though.
What time is it?
It's
2:06.
2:06. Yeah.
What time does it get dark now?
2:06. The sun starts coming up at like 5:30. That sun is starting to pick up at like 5:30. So it's going to start setting around 6:30.
No, because the time change. No, it was already.
It starts going down. The sun goes down sooner now, doesn't it?
No, it goes down later, and it gets.
The sun.
We both don't leave up sooner.
Yeah. I think the sun comes up sooner and goes down sooner now, right?
No, because that means light. The sun is long. The light's lasting longer. No, it was.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because if it. Pretend sunlight's like this. If it ends later and gets brighter earlier, it's just the amount of sunlight we're getting is growing.
No, what I'm saying is like, all right, so this is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
All right, so the sun comes up earlier and then goes down earlier.
I think that's the period we were in.
So now the sun comes up later and now goes down later?
I think
that's okay, okay, okay. I'll
because
see what
the
you
way
mean.
I always remember.
We are, dude.
We're not scientists.
Dude, we are dumb.
I think the way I remember is like when I deer hunt, everything's always going to be deer hunt with me.
Yeah, I mean, dude, talk about whatever's going on in your life. That way it's an interesting topic. That heck yeah.
Well, they're just going to be, damn, this dude don't ever stop talking about deer hunting.
This is a hunter. You're going to get a sponsorship with Realtree and Cabela's, and we're going to be balling.
Yeah, that's right. At the beginning of the season is right before time change.
Okay.
So, and I always remember I can stay out there till like 7.
Oh, dang.
Because that's when the sun goes down.
Well, then the sun will start coming up then at 6:30 instead of 5:30.
Yeah, and that's what I hated too. It's like when we went hunting in October,
mm-hmm.
I'd wake up at 5 a.m., have some coffee, get out there, and like that 6:30, 7 is when the sun's really coming up. But when the time changes, I have to wake up at 4 instead of 5. So, yeah, I hated it. I still hate it, but anyways, guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, Radar, Spotify, and let us know if y'all want us to come out with merch, because if y'all want us to come out with merch, we'll drop it by the next episode.
So. We can get the merch made, and also do not forget, like I said, like, comment, subscribe, comment questions that you would like to ask us, because anytime that we can't think of something to talk about, we're literally just going to pull up the comment section and literally just pull one of y'all's questions.
Yeah.
So ask us any sort of question that you like. It doesn't have to be a question to us. It literally just be like, "Yo, my dog ate freaking grass. Now it's throwing up." Dude, just anything that you have going on. We don't mind. Just let us know. We'd love to answer, respond, just get to know y'all more.
My dog ate chili. Grandma chili passed away. How'd I get him back alive? But anyways.
And we'll answer that on the next episode. All right, y'all. Thank y'all very much, man. I appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all. Peace.
Roll the music.